Nolte, LA Mayor Bays Embraces Pro-Business Policies to Appease Hollywood. By John Nolte on August 9, 2024. Call it Reaganomics, call it trickle-down economics. However you slice it, Democrats only believe in lowering taxes and getting government out of the way to appease left-wing Hollywood. All across America, Democrat city mayors and state governors prove they believe in Reaganomics by offering tax incentives to movie and television productions. Why? For the exact same reason former President Reagan explained. If you cut business taxes, it trickles down to benefit working people. That's why it's always so funny to see a movie or TV show trash the Reagan years as this very same industry cries out for the same tax cuts for their rich selves that they ridicule and want to deny everyone else. Well, in order to compete with all the cities offering tax incentives to lure Hollywood out of Hollywood, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has announced that she intends to compete by cutting government red tape Reagan style. The Wrap reports. The new directive requires applicable city departments to designate task force staff or film liaisons to coordinate more efficient local production and permitting processes and to meet quarterly to address production-related challenges and solutions directly with departments. The entertainment industry is core to our economy. And it is also core to our city's identity, and City Hall is going to do everything we can to support it, Bass said in a statement. This executive directive is my pledge that the city is renewing its support for the entertainment industry and is expected to provide the highest level of customer service as we work to make sure that Hollywood stabilizes. We know that other markets have been building up their competitiveness, whether it is through increased and enhanced tax incentive programs, or just building up sort of the local infrastructure and workforce, Deputy Mayor Rachel Freeman noted. It's really important that the City of Los Angeles and our office take a leadership role here in ensuring that we're keeping our signature industry here. And we're keeping these jobs here and our production local. Riddle me this: if tax incentives, cutting red tape, and ensuring the government works with Hollywood instead of against it helps to create and keep jobs, why not take that approach with every business in California? Why does Reagan-hating Hollywood get to benefit from Reaganomics and no one else? I get that Hollywood can make a left-wing extremist like Bass act like Ronald Reagan on the entertainment industry's behalf. After all, they funnel millions into her campaign coffers. They wine and dine and charm her. What galls me is Hollywood queering those same conservative policies for the rest of us by portraying them as failed and evil in their movies and TV shows. Such vile people. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.